B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
When Jamie Bescaglia...
Bescaglia.
Yeah, I guess that was how you say your name. Met up with some fishermen who had hooked an octopus during a fishing derby at the Tacoma Narrows. She saw an opportunity for an unusual picture. She said it was a photo contest in the derby. So crazy me, hindsight now, looking back, I probably made a big mistake. Well, Bescaglia had put the octopus on her face and posed for a picture.
Hey, look, I got an octopus on my face.
At first, it just grabbed her with its suckers, and then it did something she didn't expect. It bit her on the face.
Oh.
She said it had barreled its beak into my chin and then let go a little bit, and then it did it again. She said it was a really intense pain when it went inside and it just bled, dripping blood for a long time. She said the octopus was a smaller juvenile version of a giant Pacific octopus, although a spokeswoman for the local aquarium said it could have been a Pacific red octopus.
She didn't know about the beak?
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
Both have a powerful beak used to break and eat crabs, clams, and mussels. So your flesh is no contest for that thing.
Not going to be a problem. Open that face right up.
And their bite contains a poisonous venom to immobilize their prey.
So that, what better reason to hang an octopus on your face?
Bescaglia, whatever her frickin' name is.
Best Buy.
Said the venom left her in incredible pain, but as owner of the South Sound Salmon Sisters.
South Sound Salmon Sisters.
She kept fishing for two more days before she finally went to the emergency room.
Yeah, why not?
She said, and I'm still in pain. I'm on three different antibiotics. This can come and go, the swelling, for months, they say. Mm. She says the whole painful experience taught her a valuable lesson about handling a live octopus. Don't put it on your face.
Well, does she still put Portuguese Man of War down her panties, Preston?
Of course she does, yes. A London worker has, a city worker in London, has divulged how he pays upwards of $200 to be given wedgies in public. The man who wants his identity to be shrouded in secrecy believes his unusual fetish started when bullies carried out the act on him at school. The resident, who wants to be referred to as Bobby, particularly likes being given a wedgie by women in crowded places.
What a sick bastard.
He said it's the perfect combination of humiliation, domination, and pain. The 26-year-old said it is difficult to say when the thought of the wedgie shifted from nightmare being given to them, given them by bullies, to something that I now like. He said, it is fair to say that I endured a fair amount of wedgies growing up. My school was pretty brutal. I remember one occasion in particular, at the end of term, about age 15, I was hoisted up into a tree branch by my underwear and left there. I remember a group of girls just stood there laughing at me and then went on to class.
And he liked it.
To add insult to injury, he said I had to be helped down by the teachers. I can't say that occasion was when the fetish started, but I certainly vividly remember that group of girls.
I wonder if you go on like a Pornhub and put in wedgie.
Oh, I'll bet you.
It has, right?
He said, at university, I knew quite a big group of very confident girls who would jokingly give me wedgies every now and again. By this stage, it had definitely become something that I didn't mind.
That's a level of insanity.
Called wedging, wedgieing. Bobby said that he has since grown to enjoy the experience and prefers women to do it as more humiliating. And he said, take being hung by your underwear. You're helpless to stop it. And just the idea of underwear, which is such a private thing, having it pulled out and on display is embarrassing.
Well, if he likes that, he's going to love the purple nurple.
Plus, there's the dominance that the person has over you when they are wedgying you. Mm. He said, there's nothing you can do. You just have to deal with the pain. Someone having that much power over you is exhilarating.
So $200?
Yeah, Bobby says he receives a wedgie around every other week, although it varies. He spends hundreds a month on his fetishes, but says that he can afford it as he works in the city. Mm. Said, how much I pay slightly depends on how good the wedgie is. I've spent, the most I've spent is $200 on one where these two women ripped my pants off in Hyde Park on a busy summer afternoon.
But he has to be humiliated. That completes the whole thing.
Yep. He said he has given wedgies in many public locations across London, even in Oxford Street. But usually it is just a park or open space. But
ever the O2 Arena?
But that's his thing. He would love that.
I mean,
I'm sure.
In front of that many people?
A woman was left with agonizing burns after trying vaginal steaming, doctors have revealed in a gory medical report.
Was the iron too hot?
The unidentified 62-year-old saw a traditional Chinese doctor for advice about how her uncomfortable about a prolapse issue she was having.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, what's prolapse? I'm sorry.
I'm not going to get into it.
It's like a viaduct.
It's insides out.
Oh, okay.
He had advised her to sit over boiling water infused with herbs for 20 minutes, which landed her in the hospital with second-degree burns. Medics at the University of Calgary published the unusual case of the woman who is of Chinese origin in a medical journal. Doctors who treated her say it's the first documented case of a burn from steaming procedure in medical literature.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
And, of course, Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop had recommended it, and doctors have urged people to not do it. Gynecologists have repeatedly warned V-steaming, which is often shortened down to, it's shortened down to, can cause infections and is not proven to work. So don't do it.
No, steam near my genitals has no fascination for me.
No, exactly. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. How about something a little bit lighter?
Yeah, we've been in a sort of a perversion here.
How about a heroic tale? Decatur police say a woman there used hot grease to fight off a man charged with burglary and domestic violence.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, officers responded to a home because of a domestic dispute, and when they got there, they found LaRondrick Macklin suffering from burns to his face. Police say
in his face,
Macklin had entered the victim's home armed with a gun, and that the victim used a pot full of hot grease to defend herself.
Wow, oh, no. Good though, good for her.
Yeah. And I saw the guy's mugshot, dude. He's all burned up on his face. Yeah, got him in the face. Macklin was taken to the hospital and arrested and booked into the county jail. So he's going away for a little while.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, when a wedding's good, it's really good, magically even. And when a wedding goes wrong, however, it can be messy and traumatic for everyone involved. But you'd be hard-pressed to top this wedding disaster story, which got just about as messy as it can get. The culprit? Well, the bride had been drinking healthy so-called detox shakes to banish last-minute bloating, and they'd wreaked havoc on her digestive system and on her actual big day. The horror story was recounted on Reddit by the wedding planner who had assisted both the bride in the run-up and on the day. As some background, she explained that this couple had opted for a rural, kind of shabby chic aesthetic in a historic barn, which necessitated having portable toilets.
Oh,
the bride had, to be honest, she said, been quite a bridezilla, but it's my job to deal with those things. At this point, the ceremony had ended, cocktail hours shutting down, professional photos were taken. We were prepping to transition to the entrance of the bridal party, which would be followed immediately by the first dance and cake cutting. During this, the dinner would be staged, so every aspect was being fairly, it says.
Oh, the aspect was...
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
A few moments later, my headset beeped on, and my assistant said, we have an issue. Turns out that the bride had gambled on a fart and lost in a big way.
No. Oh, my God. What?
She said perhaps things might have been different if not for the style of wedding dress the bride had gone for. It was a huge ball gown with hoops and slips underneath,
while
the corset was a boned bodice. And there was no way that they'd get her to the bathroom in time, the wedding planner revealed, so she told everyone to expect a delay for 15 minutes. And then her assistant beeped her again. The previous issue, she said, is more than we anticipated. I ran over to find the assistant looking horrified.
What a nightmare.
So apparently the shakes that the bride had been using had mixed poorly with the cocktails from earlier, and she'd eaten a fairly decent breakfast. The substance that had come out of her body was a result that defied explanation. It was slimy, oily even, she said, with stringy bits and the consistency of hair gel.
That's beyond horrific.
And it gets worse because she had a profound accident. And she said that the smell was something that nobody should admit. And the thing was that it was set it over the edge that the shaper the bride wore was a latex deal that came down over the thighs and up to her bra. Waterproof. the poop had sort of filled it like a water balloon of horror.
Oh, and is my it, God.
So it's something borrowed, something blew out your ass. Yeah.
My assistant had opened up the snap crotch and just released the evil trickling down the bride's thighs.
Oh, my
Holy God.
My assistant sealed it back up, and she and the bride vainly tried to wipe it dry with toilet paper. Unsurprisingly,
I want a divorce.
The assistant was in complete shock. The bride was crying, and she didn't smell great.
No kidding.
However, chief concern was keeping the guests waiting and everything running according to schedule. The show must go on is the motto.
This is the most horrific thing I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. And a as the groom spun his bride around, because she went back in, by the way, and as the groom spun his bride around, hand on her waist, he is squishing it up the insides to the waist trainer and up and out the back of the waistband.
There'd be no way to continue with this.
She said, our horror as we watched the oily stain spread across the mid-back of the gown, and we were still cringing from this groom as he set his hand firmly in the middle of the stain.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Eventually, they were able to get a hold of the bride, cut her out of the dress, which cost the equivalent of $15,000, she said, and sponge her down the best they could. How horrible is that?
There's no way back from that.
I know.
You just get a divorce and just call it even.
Yeah. Call it a day.
All right, and then we have time for just one more story. I'm sorry about this, but, you know, that's a pretty good one. Finally, a Manchester, New Hampshire woman called police Monday night to report that her neighbor had assaulted her, but when officers investigated, they found a tube of vampire blood, usually used for Halloween costumes.
I have had many of them in my life.
So now Christy Benoit is facing charges of giving police false report and falsifying physical evidence. She's scheduled to appear in court. Police were called, and they spoke with her. She had said her neighbor had broken down her door, punched and scratched her. Police said Benoit had black eyes plus scratches on her arm and leg. Her shirt had red stains on it. She told officers that the assault had caused the black eyes and also the nose to bleed. In the home, though, officers found what they initially thought was blood in the kitchen, living room and bathroom, plus a coffee table out of place and a broken plate. But after looking at the red fluid on a paper towel and on the floor, the police figured out that it wasn't blood. They also found the tube of vampire blood and determined that her eyes had makeup around them to look like bruises.
Oh, my God.
She was
pathetic.
Subsequently arrested for the whole ordeal.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.